This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
This is Money in Motion, brought to you by our good friends from Klaus Financial. Don't forget, if you have questions for our friends from Klaus Financial, give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air, 321-1310, toll free, 877-235-1310. This is Money in Motion. You can find Klaus Financial online, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Joined this morning by our retirement planning professionals, Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite. How are you guys doing today?
Great. How are you, Sean?
Doing real well. Kyle, how are you this morning?
I'm doing good, Sean. How about yourself?
Doing fantastic. Great to talk with both of you this morning. We got a lot of stuff to get to, as, again, I say this every week, but it always so much great information with Money in Motion and Klaus Financial. But before we do that, we'd like to talk about the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, something we do each and every week here on the program, a chance to win a fantastic prize. This week, a $25 gift card for Amazon. I'll tell you a little bit later how you could win that. I'll give you a little tip. Don't just listen to the program. Typically, the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week will come up during the show. One of the cool things we've been doing, though, is looking back at the previous week and going over last week's question as well as answer. And what was last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, and what was the answer to that question?
Yeah, absolutely. And as always, thank you guys for listening if you're regular listeners. So our question last week was, when we are within a five-year window before retirement, should we be increasing or decreasing our risk within our portfolio? And the answer was, if you're within the five-year windows before you retire, you should be decreasing the risk in your portfolio.
Fantastic. And again, we'll have a Klaus Quiz Question of the Week coming up a little bit later in the program as well. So listen closely to the show. Again, our retirement planning professionals this week, Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite. If you have questions for them, they would love to answer them for you. Our telephone numbers, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Tis the season, and there's certain people. I know, like, for example, in The Simpsons, Ned Flanders starts doing his taxes the moment the clock strikes midnight on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. But a lot of people are maybe not that obsessive, but people today, you know, are already getting stuff put together and those type of things. Let's talk a little bit about some of the things people need to be watching for during tax season.
Sure. And I just want to comment back on Kyle's answer to last week's question before we go any further. Some people might have heard that question and have thought, that seems obvious. Decrease my risk, you know, before retirement. But to be honest, especially in such a great market right now, you'd be surprised how much we feel like we see people saying, well, I'm just going to, you know, let it all ride. I want 100% in the stock market. And so it's not as obvious as you would think. And a lot of people are trying to make up for lost time. Mm-hmm. So we also see people saying they want to take more risk. So just wanted people to understand that. So tax time is a time to gather all those documents, and hopefully you've created a file. If you didn't for last year, please start taxes 2018 going forward. Any type of tax document you get in the mail, you should be putting that in your current file, 2017. So you can sit down with your accountant and kind of look at where you're at, what kind of taxes you're looking at paying. Now, what we find is, first of all, people, those who are expecting refunds are excited to file those returns as soon as possible. And so we're going to give you some dates today just to kind of when you can expect all those tax documents to come in the mail. Every year it seems like it takes a little longer to get those, but I would suggest you get at least your appointment scheduled with your accountant. Don't wait till the last minute. However, those last documents may not show up in your mail till sometime in April. It depends on the types of investments you have. So a reminder, this year, your actual filing date is Tuesday, April 17th, not April 15th. April 15th falls on a Sunday, and normally it would go to the Monday following that, but that happens to be Emancipation Day in Washington, D.C., in District of Columbia, so they move it to the next day. That doesn't mean procrastinate, though. You want to get them done sooner than later. I know Sean doesn't procrastinate at all. But just have that on your calendar. And when we're expecting these documents, most people have seen W-2s already come in the mail, 1098s, 1099s. Those should be all pretty much in your mailbox by January 31st. A lot of them are showing up online. So if you haven't seen in your mailbox, check your accounts online. February 15th, we still will see some more 1099B reports. Those would be for sales of investments. Brokers have to produce those 1099Bs by February 15th. March 15th, we see K-1s come out for LLCs and partnerships, and some come out and as late as late March. So be patient for your tax forms. If they are rushed, say the mutual fund companies rush those out, they often find errors. And what happens with that? Then your accountant has to go back and refile anyways. So just be patient and get all those documents together so you don't give someone else a headache when you sit down to do your taxes.
Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite joining us this morning, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, if you have questions for Malia or Kyle, they would love to answer them for you right now. Give us a call here at station 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online. That's klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. A lot of great information about Kloss Financial, a great opportunity as well if you're like me, just like to know kind of what's been going on in the markets. When you get to Kloss Financial's website, klossfinancial.com, you can subscribe to the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a great snapshot of what's going on in the market. There's also a convenient link to this podcast as well. So you want to get to the website, klossfinancial.com, telephone number 442-5637. And of course, we all remember, certainly here in the news business, what was going on at the end of the year, which was the big tax bill and a lot of questions there. What can we kind of help us understand the difference between the rates and the capital gains tax versus income tax? There's kind of a little bit of confusion there. What do we know?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is always a little bit confusing when you get into it. So we all want our investments to grow. That's the whole point of investing for most people, is that we want to see our money grow. So when these funds grow that you've invested, you do have to pay capital gains tax if you were to sell the investments. Now, this is only for after-tax investments like brokerage accounts and things like that, because remember, anything in a retirement account, 401ks, IRAs, that's not taxed until you start pulling the money out of it. And when you pull the money out of it, that's all income taxable. So capital gains only applies to after-tax investment accounts. And then the IRS and many states do the capital gains on the difference between what you paid for the asset, which is what they call your basis, and what you sold it for. And then capital gains taxes can be either short-term or long-term, depending on how long you owned it. So remember, basis is what you paid for it. So let's say you purchased, you know, one share of Apple stock for $100. Your basis would be $100. And if you go to sell it for $150, you would have to pay capital gains on that $50 gain. Depending on how long you've owned it, it'll either be short-term capital gains or long-term capital gains. So one point of clarification between the two is short-term capital gains are taxed at ordinary income tax. So there's seven tax brackets currently: 10%, 12%, 22%, 24%, 32%, 35%, and 37%. So there's a lot of different brackets that can fall into with the income tax. So if you've held it less than 12 months, you're going to pay short-term capital gains, and that's just going to be equal to whatever your income tax bracket is. Long-term capital gains tax is usually going to be a lower rate, and there's not quite many as many brackets with that either. So they usually come into play on investments that you've held longer than that 12 months, and they can be as low as 0%.
We are joined this morning by Kyle Kite and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial, our retirement planning professionals. Don't forget, if you have questions for Kyle and Malia, they'd love to answer them for you right now at 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com, telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Sorry, Kyle, I didn't mean to cut you off while we were talking. You were kind of explaining a little bit more about the capital gains rates.
No, that's fine. We can come back. Are we going to break?
No, we'll finish off here, and then
So with regards to the new tax bill, like we were talking about, they actually haven't changed any of the tax rates themselves. So for 2018, they're 0%, 15%, and 20%, which is the same that they were for 2017. But they have changed the thresholds. So most people are going to pay either 0 or 15% because it's not the, the tax rate isn't your income tax, but it is tied to your income tax bracket. So for people married filing jointly, if you make up to $77,200, you're going to pay 0% for long-term capital gains. And if you're single, that bracket drops down to $38,600. And then the next bracket, if, again, married filing jointly, if you make up to $479,000, you're going to pay 15% for capital gains. So that's why I said most people pay between either 0 or 15%. And if you're single, it's up to $425,800 to stay in that 15% long-term bracket. And then to pay 20%, you have to make over $479,000 as a couple or over $425,000 as an individual.
Very interesting. Great information, as always. Kyle Kite and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss, I'd love to answer them for you right now. Again, our telephone number is here at the station, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. You can find Kloss Financial online. That's klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no cost for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Give them a call right now, 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with Malia and Kyle next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite this morning joining us from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Or if you have questions, give us a call right now for our retirement planning professional. Telephone number 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. And John, you're on the air with Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite of Kloss Financial. Welcome to the program. You had a very interesting question about Social Security income, didn't you?
Yeah, I would like to know if any decision has been made as to how Social Security income is going to be treated under the new tax Trump law.
You know, that's a good question. Maybe Kyle knows that, but I've not, you know, the tax bill, and we wanted to disclaim this at the beginning of the program. We're not accountants, but we work with them almost every day. But the tax bill is still being deciphered. That's what I'm going to tell you, how that's going to look in the future for at least 2018. As it stands right now, Social Security income for most people is taxable. Up to 85% is currently taxable. 20 years ago, it wasn't. So it's always changing, evolving, and if we're going to solve all the problems associated with Social Security and the funding of it, we'll probably see that change more in the future. Kyle, are you aware of that changing this year?
No, just like what you said, I haven't heard anything different. I like the term deciphered because they're still trying to figure it all out, too. So, but nope, I haven't heard anything different.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be taxed, continue to be taxed. That part we know. So, but thanks for the call, John.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for calling. And if you have a question like John did, you can give us a call right now. Our retirement planning professionals, Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite, standing by from Kloss Financial. Our number's 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Before I ask you about tax returns, real quick, as you mentioned, too, as we're talking taxes today, one of the great things about Kloss Financial is when you set up that appointment, you get to know you guys. You guys work with, I think, when CJ's here, he uses the term quarterback. I think kind of the care, the medical care comparison also works. You guys work with a number of different people and when it comes to helping people plan for the retirement, don't you?
Absolutely. You know, we're looking to work with our clients' professionals, whether it be their, ideally their accountant, possibly their insurance agent, possibly their estate planning attorney. And if they don't have those people lined up, we have good connections to get them lined up for our clients. Because at the end of the day, you know, we're talking about some really important things here. Your retirement, your estate is important, and we want to make sure we've got the right people lined up for you. So, and that goes hand in hand when we speak about taxes today, because I know some people are like, you know, I can just do it myself. I don't need to really, you know, go out and spend any money. And people get really, you know, shy about spending any money for a tax preparer. We would prefer, generally speaking, that you see a CPA, but there's a lot of qualified people who are not CPAs. The average price you're going to pay is in the $300 range across the United States. Some places will charge you more depending on how complex your tax return is. If you get a 1040, it could be very quick. If you have a 72-page return, it's going to cost a lot more. So don't be shy, though, about spending money on perhaps what might save you a lot of money in taxes. That's really the key here. People get shy about, you know, can't spend a dollar, yeah. But you could have saved $200, you know?
Not only save you money in taxes, but also save you headache in the event that
you get audited. Yeah,
exactly, which absolutely can happen.
It does.
Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. If you have questions for Malia and Kyle, they would love to answer them for you right now. Again, our number is 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Don't forget you can find Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. A lot of us have taxes on our mind, and of course we're thinking, well, tax return, I would love a little more money. Is it okay to be getting a refund?
Well, you know, for those of us who still have to pay more, we probably would say we'd love the refund,
yeah.
Right? So it's a great question. So in the United States in 2016, the average tax refund was actually $3,050. So people do get some money back, and that kind of spurns retail. Again, everyone gets excited because some people are going to have money in their pocket. But here's a fact. You know, unless you've qualified for tax credits, your tax refund is not a gift from the IRS, okay? And I think that's the difference, the big difference for people. They think they're getting, like, something, a gift in the mail. Really, the IRS is obviously just giving you your money back that they owe you. So you've loaned the government your money from your paychecks throughout the year, and the government's not paying you back with interest. So there's usually two camps of people. I hear people tell me, you know, and Kyle hears it every day too. It's like, I just like the feeling of the refund. Well, you've been paying all year long, and that refund could have probably been better for you to have disposable income every week. So I just said that number. $3,050 was the average return refund. Just divide that up by 26 pay periods in the year. It's an extra $116 that you could have had access to. So we'd rather you take that refund, consider your choice for next year, and adjust your paycheck accordingly. Pay down debt with your refund this year. Save for retirement. I mean, there's a lot of good things you can do with the refund, but plan ahead, and that's always what we're talking about in the show.
321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, they would love to answer them for you right now. And Judy checks in. Judy, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite of Kloss Financial.
Good morning, Judy.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
My question is one able to make a direct donation from their 401k to a charitable organization? I often hear that you can do this from an IRA. I'm wondering if it's possible to do it from a 401k, and I am past 70 and a half, so I've already received several, you know, minimum required distributions from it.
Well, that's a great question, and what I know for sure, Judy, is this. We just spoke about this maybe 2 weeks ago. You can certainly take, since you are over 70 and a half, you can take an RMD, your required minimum distribution, and you can have that go directly to a charity and not have to pay any taxes. And they don't have to pay any taxes. So that's something to discuss with your accountant about how to do that. It has to go directly to them, and there's a form to fill out and so forth. But it's a great way to not pay taxes. Now, you don't get the deductible. You don't get to deduct for donating to the charity. You don't get it both ways. But I think people feel really good about, I didn't have to pay tax, and they don't have to pay tax, and everybody seems happy about that. So that's what I would consider doing. and speaking to your accountant about. So great question. Thanks for calling in.
Judy, fantastic question. She is Malia Cuevas. He is Kyle Kite. They join us from Klaas Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We'll wrap up our conversation with Malia and Kyle, and we'll do the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. That coming up next as Money in Motion with Klaas Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Spending some time with our retirement planning professionals from Klaas Financial, Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite, talking this morning. Of course, a lot of questions. A lot of people have taxes and tax season on the mind. And don't forget, coming up just a moment, we'll do the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a fantastic prize. This week, a $25 gift card for Amazon. Real quick, before we get to the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week, what about things like if you got a large tax refund? We're talking a little bit about refunds there. There are some things to keep in mind if you're in that situation as well, aren't there?
Kyle, you're Mr. Fix-It. You want to tell them how to fix the problem?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so typically if you're getting a bunch back on your tax refund, it's because something you haven't filled out something correctly on your W-4 or it just needs to be adjusted. So typically the W-4, that's what you fill out every time you, you know, get a new job or switch jobs or anything like that. Every employer requires you to fill it out. So this is where you decide how many exemptions you want to withhold for and things like that. So on this form, you claim exemptions for dependents, having one job, non-working spouses, child care, all those types of things. So the more exemptions you have, the less you'll be withheld from your paychecks and taxes. And obviously, the opposite's true as well. So the fewer exemptions you claim, the more your employer will withhold from your paycheck. So if your refund was pretty large, you probably didn't take enough exemptions. So often employees forget to change their forms after life events. So getting married, having a baby, things like that, those can change the amount of exemptions you should be claiming, and that will adjust how much you have withheld every week, 2 weeks in your paycheck, and how much you get back at the end of the year. And these are really simple to update. Just let your employer know that you obviously have had a life event, you need to update the W-4, or even if you haven't had a life event, you just need to change the withholding, you can ask for their new W-4 and fill it all out and get that adjusted for you.
Takes about one minute, I think.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. Here at the station, it's part of an online thing. You just change a couple of check marks in a box online.
Right.
So it's really easy to do. And as Malia pointed out before the break, you know, if you're getting that large refund or you're getting a refund, that is money that's yours that you could have been basically working for you throughout the year. Instead, it was just sitting in somebody else's coffers.
You could have been growing tax deferred in your retirement account. I mean, and I understand, you know, finding out in March that, I'm going to have to come up with more money to pay is not a good feeling. So what we say is if you're getting a refund back of $500, you know, that's fine. But if you're getting a refund back of $3,000, $4,000, you really need to be looking at adjusting it for your sake.
Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite from Klaas Financial. Don't forget about the website, klaasfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that telephone number because it's now time for the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Klaas Financial office at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card from Amazon. This week's Klaas Quiz Question of the Week is this. In 2016, what is the average tax refund in the United States? Telephone number 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card for Amazon. Don't forget that is the telephone number for Klaas Financial's office right here in Madison. Give them a call. No cost for that initial get-to-know-you appointment, the kick of the tires appointment. Again, the number at Klaas Financial, 442-5637. And online at klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial. Malia, Kyle, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Sean.
Take care, guys. This is Money in Motion here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Klaas Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Klaas Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Klaas Financial.